Echo, Alpha Echo.
Port WHM Mobile.
N4 WHM Whiskey 4 Echo Alpha Echo. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. How are you this New Year's Eve?
I'm doing well. Name here is Ryan. I'm actually on 276 headed between Traveler's Rest and Greenville on my way back home to Columbia.
You have a safe trip. I said mobile, but I meant monitoring. I'm at home in Hartwell, Georgia.
Well, hope you're having a good afternoon, and hope your New Year's Eve's going well.
Just a lazy day on this rainy afternoon. The little messy to be out doing anything for me.
So we live in Columbia, and my wife just found out her mother is in the emergency room in Florence. So she's now headed to Florence, and when I get back home to Columbia, I may be headed on to Florence.
Hear that. I hope everything goes well. That's the kind of call you never want to get. Over.
It hopefully will be, and, you know, of course, I want everything to go well, but they're worried it might be an ulcer, and the last time she had an ulcer, it was pretty bad. I mean, she's in reasonably good shape and all that. It's just that she's susceptible to these things, and the last time she had one that bled, and it was nearly life-threatening.
Yeah, ulcers can be deceivingly dangerous, especially if they're bleeding type. You never know what's going on. That stomach can be a dangerous place when it gets out of whack.
I'm curious, because there's been so much of it. Have you been watching any football today?
I've been taking naps. It's been a lazy day. I did hear that Clemson lost. I was kind of sad to hear that, but I'm looking now for Georgia to win against their opponent and see if they can do a double championship.
You say I'd be rooting for Georgia in that game, if for no other reason than their opponent is Ohio State, and seeing Ohio State lose is always good.
For Ohio to lose, that's always a good thing. I've never been a fan of Ohio State. So, yeah, definitely pull up for Georgia in that game.
Much now, so I'm going to be on the road for the majority of it.
Yeah, I'm sure you can catch it on the radio somewhere, big game as that is. I'm going to try to get it on the TV here in a few minutes and watch at it. I won't say I'll watch it, but I'll watch at it. Sort of got sucked in here and just a little 2 meter here and there.
At least the upstate of South Carolina is a really good place to do Parks on the Air, just because there's so many different options that are reasonably close by. And, you know, in the Columbia area, it's not bad. We've got several, but, you know, we don't have things like elevation and stuff like that in our parks like they have in the upstate. That can be helpful.
See you going on, especially on 20 meter. I got the POTA app up on my PC, and I'm actually talking on my Go Box. I put it out before Christmas where I could stretch its legs a little bit. And overall, I'm fairly impressed with the Go Box. I got the MT891 for HF, and got the 578 Anytone for 2 meter, 70 centimeter, and DMR. So it's doing a good job.
One especially is a solid little radio. I don't know that there's better, you know, straight up value for money in an HF radio than that particular radio. You know, around like the, you know, upstate of South Carolina, what might be like an ESPN radio station?
Stand by just a second, and I'll see what radio stations the Georgia game is going to be broadcasted on.
For Michigan and TCU, because that's the one that is starting now, and that the Georgia game won't start until I think 8 o'clock tonight.
Did you say TCU?
Michigan and Texas Christian, TCU.
I'm pulling it up now. KG4LSL.
Oh, thank you very much. W4E8.
Three died, so at least I know what my battery life is.
Well, I think I may have found it. I'm gonna step away from talking for a bit and listen to a little bit of the start of this game. But I hope you have a good day, man. Whiskey 4, Echo Alpha Echo.
Brand. All I can find is 92.9. Not sure if you'll be able to pick that up or not. Still learning the area. 7-3s. Enjoy the game. KEG4 LSL.